Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Los Dragones Suenan Con Overas Chalmoscadas. My name is Oodles, and I will be your game master this evening. This is actually Two Dragons Dream of Scotch Sheep. Cue music! As I stated, my name is Oodles. I will be your game master this, maybe next few episodes. Joining me today, the enigmatic Stig.
Hello.
The quite contrary Candy. I can't even say that. Can you say that really fast?
Quite contrary Candy.
Quite contrary Candy.
Yeah.
Got a tattooed on me. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Hello.
Hello.
She's back. From Shore Leave or whatever she were on. I don't fucking know. She's back. Also, the saccharine sweet Biggie.
Hi, babe.
And the soon-to-be-dethroned DM Gadget.
Oh, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Oh, I do. If you don't know, this is our one-shot special, Folly at Filthwater. I am the GM. Can you believe they're letting me do this?
I can't
the
believe I'm letting you do
it. No, this is already regretting it.
This is going to be a...
We have lost our minds.
You feeling good?
I'm terrified as to what's going to happen. I've not come into one of these sessions not knowing where things are going for forever, in fact, since we started playing D&D. Good Lord.
So, housekeeping. We are playing by 5e rules. It's kind of a world I've created. All aspects of normal 5e apply. However, there are slight differences. Some weapons may look on their character sheets as something else, but it will be a gun because we're doing cowboys, baby.
Yeah.
We're doing cowboys.
It's
a magical cowboy world. So still magic, still all the classes you know and love, but I'm in charge.
That's the terrifying bit. That's the horror of this one, that he's in charge.
It will probably be an absolute clusterfuck.
But yeah, do you want me to backseat GM if you get stuck on things?
Feel free. You are an expert. You are an expert. Rules especially. But mainly, guys, we're here to have fun. This is going to make some listeners pull the hair out. That's not right. Doesn't matter. This is just fun. It's a one shot. Doesn't matter if people die, they might not. Nobody might die. It's just, you just never know. Also, one rule I have changed, and I've only just declared this, and these guys don't know it. Once you're dead, you're dead. There's no saving throws for that.
Fair enough.
You die. You die.
He dies. He dies.
So try not to die early because you'll just be sat there. Yeah, you're just going to be sat there very bored.
Sorry, I've got beer.
So, in a second, I'm going to get into the campaign, start. There will be time for everyone to explain your characters in story. Don't worry. I've got this ready. So if you're all ready, listen, are you ready? Would you care to join me to the folly at Filthwater?
Filthwater is the most backwater prospector town in the state of New Skulton, and quite possibly all of the United States of Terabilica. The newly elected President Thomas Amadeus has issued a warrant of the highest magnitude with the simple adage, Wanted, Edmund Knuckleknacker Klein, dead or alive, $8,000.
Right. Picture the Oval Office, but not quite the Oval Office from the White House. Map!
Ugh. All right, Laszlo.
Real human DM. Right, so, ooh, as you can see, if you are watching this on YouTube, if not, let me describe it. It's a very picturesque, beautiful office. Picture it as kind of the Oval Office in the White House. This is this place's White House, but it's not an Oval Office either. It's just a presidential office. So, picture the scene. A small goblin is skulking around at the front of the desk, while a strong, powerful-looking... One second.
It's fine, take your time.
Powerful-looking drow. Really stoic-looking, handsome, dark-skinned, but long, slicked-back silver hair. Presidential, some may add. The goblin walks up to the president.
Master! The bounty hunters are here. Would you like to see them?
Why, yes. Bring them in. One at a time. So I can speak to them singly.
All right. You there, girl. Get in here.
In walked Candy.
Oh. Oh, howdy.
Oh. Well, welcome. Welcome. Welcome to my new office. As you can see, I am President Amadeus. And who might you be?
Well, say, my name's Sweet Titiana Roundballers.
Sorry.
I have a mouthful of red wine. I had to hold that in so much.
Sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Say that again. He's got a trumpet in his ear, by the way.
I said, my name's Sweet Titiana Roundballers.
Oh. You related to the Roundballers of New Bomb Tube?
No relation.
Okay. I hear you're one of the finest bounty hunters.
I'm also one of the madams of the local brothel. Sweet Titty's bar and casino, liquor in the front and poker in the rear.
And now, that's the character selection screen. Now you can out a character, tell us who you are and what you are. Take it away.
Yes, so I'm Sweet Titiana Roundballers. I am a level 5 mountain dwarf barbarian. Like I just said, madam of the local brothel, Sweet Titty's bar and casino, liquor in the front and poker in the rear. She uses a battle lasso on the battlefield and in the bedroom. And last night, a masked man came and used her brothel, but fucked off before he paid one of her baddest bitches. She wants to find out who it was and have a little chat with him.
Okay.
Why? You seem quite capable. If you don't mind there, miss, if you'd like to take a seat on the chaise lounge.
Well, thank you. I will.
Klein, bring the next one in.
Okay, master. You there.
He's pointing at you, Biggie.
You, get in here.
Who's asking?
Me, dimwit. Get in here.
You want to watch your mouth. I don't like goblins.
Klein, what's happening out there?
Oh, it's the racist.
This guy's a bigot.
Oh, is he now? Bigot, please enter.
My name is Jack Daniels. You want to remember that?
You're speaking to the president of Terabilica.
I don't care.
You will care. Now, I hear you're also one of the best bounty hunters in the nation.
You heard that right.
Okay. And this guy, Jack Daniels, is a variant human. He's a fighter. He's a drifter. He goes from town to town until he is pretty much conned, gambled, and fought with almost everyone in it until he's kicked out by the locals. Untrustworthy and trusts no one. Keeps his past to himself. He's a loner, prefers it that way, but is not afraid to team up with others until he has no use for them. He lives only for the next big win, bottle of booze, and waking up with the warm body of a heartlet. He's a gunslinger, dual pistol wielding, and literally has more than one trick up his sleeve.
Nice, nice. Okay there, Mr. Daniels, was it?
You got that right. Hey, Peaches.
Hey. Oh, hi there, honey.
Don't speak to her until I say. Go sit down with Miss Peaches in your tongue. Wait for our guests. You go sit.
You have to tell me twice.
Don't cock. He's a bigot and a misogynist. Klein, is there any more?
There's two more, Master.
Bring one of them in. You choose. Who do you want to come out? Who wants to come out next?
I'll come walk in.
Hi there. I'm President Amadeus. Pleased to meet you.
Yep.
Okay. I hear you're also an exceptional bounty hunter.
Yep.
Are you playing a frog?
Now explain who you are, Mr. Frog.
My name's Sawyer Dufresne, ex-military. Been traveling along since the war ended. Me and my dog Mutt here. She don't look much, but she's clever as fuck. I won't go anywhere without her. I have two rules. Show me the money up front, and no children. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. Just give me the money.
He's a man of few words. I respect your tenacity there. Man of few words as well. Take a seat in the chaise lounge.
Yeah, so he's, Sawyer Dufresne, ex-military, specializes in long-range rifles, and just basically hired hand. Just goes where the money is, doesn't care about
big
winning,
ranger class.
Doesn't care about booze, just it's kind of over life, really.
Just nihilist.
Yeah, high constitution, dexterity, low charisma, as you can tell.
Oh, fucking, you're not kidding.
Yeah, like, he's such uncharismatic that he named his dog Mutt. Because he couldn't be asked to think
Couldn't
be asked to think of a proper name.
Love him. I love him already. Klein.
Yes, Master?
Bring our final guest.
Okay. Yo! In here!
Well, it's about time. You see this kind of old, thin, gaunt-looking gentleman walk in. He's got a kind of long grey beard that kind of wisps out, that you kind of think that they're not moving with a breeze or anything like that, they're just kind of independently moving. He's wearing a kind of grey shirt with a green suit and a kind of dark green hat. He's kind of bristling with a little bit of energy. And he walks in and he goes, Mr. President, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Who are you?
My name is Roy Cooley of Cooley's Corpses and Caskets.
Oh, I've heard of you.
Best undertakers in the country.
So I've heard. Do you fought in the war?
No, but I made a good profit from it.
I wanted you to say that. It's good for the business.
Hope you've got enough caskets, because you're going to need them.
Mr. Daniels.
So I was already looking at Gadget's character with shifty eyes from that.
So... Explain who you are.
Roy Cooley of Cooley's Corpses and Caskets. He is a variant human necromancer. So he came to this meeting in this town initially to open a new undertakers, but then was brought in at hearing of the violence that has taken over the town. or violence that's taken over the area. He's a student of an old forgotten god. He bristles with the arcane, and despite his unassuming look, he wields powerful magics that the world thought were long forgotten.
I like him. Please take a seat on the chaise lounge. It's a big chaise lounge, by the way.
You're very kind.
Right, and then I get, Klein, come here, and they have a little whisper.
I get up and walk away.
No, you don't, you sit down.
No, I don't like magic.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, I thought you meant walk out the room.
No.
Could have said it privately. Fucking hell.
Esteemed guests.
Just as he's walking away.
Surprise attack.
No. as he's walking away, I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy as he's walking towards the fireplace that just makes the fire go.
Nice.
Without me turning around to look at him.
Esteemed guests, please excuse me for a couple of minutes. Klein here will bring on refreshments. So Amadeus walks out. President Amadeus walks out. Klein's slitting about at the drinks cabinet, filling drinks up. He's not even asked because he's a fucking goblin. He's walking up to the chaise lounge to give it to Candy's character first. Candy, can you roll me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Oh, she's going to get covered in drink, isn't she?
Is this character 13. A pisshead as well?
13.
13.
Excellent. So he managed to not spill it on you and he spilt it on Biggie? Oh, I'm sorry there!
Well, I must say I'm relieved. I don't touch a drop of the stuff.
Hey.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to get wine all over your britches.
Do that again, you will be.
Oh, okay.
And he toddles up to Stig's character.
Care for a refreshment?
Nope. Okay, suit yourself. And as he's walking back to put the tray up,
Have his.
No, it's too late. He's drinking what's left. Right, so you can talk to each other for a few seconds if you want. We've got a minute, so...
Roy's just sat in the armchair. He's kind of, like, tented his fingers over and crossed his legs. You all can see he is kind of impossibly thin.
By the way, as well, you don't know why you've been summoned.
He looks over towards Jack Daniels, and he just goes...
Smell of the death about you.
Oh, yeah. There's many dead bodies behind for me, I tell you. I saw your little trick. I'll keep my eye on you.
Love it. I'll keep my eye on you.
I'm going
to... Like Cookie Monster.
The worst part is that the voice Biggie's putting on, it sounds like from It's Always Sunny, it's when Mac's doing Lethal Weapon when he's doing murder. Yes.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
You know that kind of voice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send Mutt just have a little sniff around. She's gonna go and just kinda sniff at these three. I trust her instincts, see who she's friendly with.
Do you wanna do a investigation check, see if she finds anything? Oh, you're not bothered yet.
No, let's just
play it by ear.
Oh, let's do an investigation.
Cool. Yeah, go for it.
18.
Oh! The dog is quite weary of Gadget's character. Especially from his trade. His trade is... like, the smell of death is even more potent on Gadget's character than Biggie's character could even imagine. Like, death is his trade.
Yeah.
So... That boy stinks of death. Like a normal person wouldn't smell it on him. It doesn't stink. It's just a thing.
So you
know it's even it's making your suspicions even.
Yeah, I noticed much. I'd like to think that Jack and Titty's McGee or whatever. I can't remember her name. Sorry. Yeah.
Close enough.
I'm gonna just call her Titty. They give her a little stroke, but Roy just seems to.
Roy just kind of looks down his nose at the dog. And then just disregards it.
It's not trade for you dogs, is it? Any facet.
Can't make any money out of a dog.
Right, if you're all finished, we can skip time a few minutes and Amadeus walks in. Right, you may all be wondering why I summoned you here. Please, stand up in a line. In front of my desk.
What's your character call again, Candy? Sorry.
Sweet Titiana Round Boulders, but Titty for short.
Yeah, I'm going to go with T.
Titty.
Titty.
Sweet Titty.
And is the character not moved there, I can see?
Yes, because Biggie doesn't ever pick up his character. I'll move it for him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Now you're all ready. Klein, can you please leave the office? This is a need-to-know basis. Ah, fuck's sake. Every time something juicy happens, I go, Klein, get out. Look at me doing two characters at once. Fucking hell, what a guy.
What a pro.
Klein's out. Klein's out. But Klein, in his goblin ways, has probably got his ear to the keel. Probably. But it don't matter. Right. Esteemed guests, I'm at a good I have the good authority with the intelligence agency that you guys know a thing or two about death, crooks, and swindlers. Am I right?
I've made a living out of it.
Excellent.
We get all types around my place. I'm not one to judge.
Even the dead?
Must have heard of me.
Well, especially occasionally the dead, we charge a little extra.
This mission that I am, I mean, should you choose to accept it, is on a need-to-know top-secret level. Have any of you heard of Edmund Knuckleknacker Klein?
Not personally, but I've seen his work.
Ah.
Tend to stay away from...
I'm new to this town.
We're not in the town at the moment, mate. We're not in the town that you go into.
Well,
I tend to stay away from him, wherever they go.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, doll. Discretion is my profession.
Respect where respect is due, ma'am. Knuckleknacker Klein has my brother. Now, my brother is of the utmost importance to my campaign, to my family, and especially to the nation.
Interesting order of importance.
Nice. That's just natural perception. What
did your brother do?
Sorry,
say that again. What did your brother do?
Hun, let me just put this frankly. He's a sleazeball. Okay? That's all you need to know. You have two objectives, should you choose to accept it. Objective number one. Edmund Knuckleknacker Klein, dead or alive, $8,000. Write that down in your journals, motherfuckers.
Say that again.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know why I said it with my character either.
Edmund Knuckleknacker Klein, dead or alive, $8,000.
I don't bring men in dead, alive, I mean.
Which is it, man? Pick one.
Regardless. Bring his head. Attached to his body on that. Now, the second part of the mission. It's entirely optional. My brother, Charles, either end him or bring him to me. If you bring him to me, you get more dollars. And the highest Medal of Honor we can offer. And any pardons on any past transgressions. Or?
How much we talking?
We'll decide that on the day. Or, bring me his head for another $8,000.
I am going to roll an insight check to see if there's anything that you're not telling us.
Okay. Go.
I don't think that's great. What's my insight? That's not bad. 13.
I walk up to you. He's wanted. We can't have someone wanted in our family. He's wanted for crimes against humanity.
Aren't you the president? Can't you pardon his crimes?
Potentially.
So, why do we need to bring him to you? If you can just use your fancy pen of yours and whisk away the crime.
Touché. No. You're not getting fully what he's done. You will find that out later. Right. But what he's basically told you is that it's irredeemable what he's done. I can't just wave it away with magic. I'm very new to office as well. Okay. I've got the Congress up my ass. They don't like me as it is. They think it's a scam that I'm even president, especially a drow. And he's done something that's more embarrassing and could become a scandal if he let his lips loose.
Okay, fair enough.
The others don't know that because they didn't ask.
No.
Listen, I only deal with money up front. I want to know what it pays up front or I don't take the job.
Well,
8,000 to kill him. I want to know how much it is to bring him back. What's it worth to you?
And I'm going to use persuasion. Wrong.
Persuasion, yeah, that's fair.
16.
If you bring him both back alive, I will triple the offer. Only you. And for your expenses, you all get $2,000 to get you to Filthwater, the town that you're going to.
Would we know about Filthwater?
Basically, it's the furthest frontier of the West.
But we're all aware of what the town is and its reputation.
Oh yeah, it's very famous. Right, like, okay. It's the end of the bloody world for you. people go there to be forgotten and to forget.
Right, okay.
And it's very, very well known. Does that meet your demands there?
That's all I wanted to know.
Here are your $2,000 each in a little sack. Put them in little sacks for you. I don't care if you go there.
$2,000 each?
Oh, yeah. It's the fucking presidency, mate. And now you know how important it is. However, this $2,000... it's for your transport to get there. Your discretion. If we find out you've been blabbering, you might not make it back. This is top secret. The highest clearance. Do we have any objections?
I don't talk all that much.
You'll be perfect for the job. Do you have any objections?
Other than working with this thing.
Well, I hope you weren't referring to me.
No, not you, sweet Diddy.
No, thanks.
This disgusting profiteer here of war.
Wait. Leave the politics out of my office. It's funny that a president's saying that, isn't it? It's funny.
Roy just turns to your stick and he just kind of tips his hat slightly.
Oh, he's one of them, is he?
Are you two going to be a problem?
Or I don't know. Are you going to be a problem?
Once we sign that contract, it's strictly business. I'm good. But I've got Please. My eye on you.
Please put your Bob Hancocks on this contract. Bob Hancock in this world.
So I walk up to the contract, and instead of picking up the pen, I just kind of hold my hand over it and I pull it back and my signature is there.
Impressive.
I walk up, I've got chewing tobacco and I just spit some up on the page.
Oh, fucking hell, Biggie!
Can you roll a constitution saving throw, please, Biggie?
It's a 9.
You've just lost $2,000. Make your own way there.
He just gave it to us.
How is that related to his constitution?
I don't know. It was just a thing. What else could it be? Sleight of hand?
Yeah. It would have. What was happening there? Was someone stealing from him?
No, I took it off him to his face because he spat on the bloody contract.
Oh, well, he doesn't need to roll the check for that. You just say that.
All right, there you go. $2,000 off. You need to make your own way there, pal.
I'll be back.
I just go up and sign it like a normal person.
Like a human, like an absolute nice person. Yeah. Miss Titties?
I just grab the pen with my fist because it's just a big old meaty fist and just make a scribble.
Right, get out my office. Make your way to Filthwater. And that's
come on, boys.
Scene for that little bit.
Ooh. Intrigue has been set up.
Yeah. So you need to explain to me how y'all getting there. Biggie, especially. You guys could just hire a carriage. Biggie, how are you getting there? You need to battle with one of these to get in their carriage with them. That's how I see it.
I'm not traveling with any of them.
Where is it? So is it carriages to get across the frontier or trains a thing at this point?
Yeah, trains are there. Really, really, really crap old, like, Model T Ford type cars as well.
So, Roy...
So it's up to you guys. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It's just... set the scene. How are you getting there? Because you all have to meet up there.
I've
when you get there
horse.
Anyway. It's going to take a while.
So Roy goes
got
back.
My horse Cupcake.
God.
Is it pregnant?
Probably.
Been so, fooling around with
Roy,
it.
Roy goes back to his business and he retrieves a leather doctor's bag.
Yep.
And some extra money. And he books a first class train.
A man of caliber.
He is a man that doesn't suffer.
Yeah.
He doesn't suffer.
He ain't going
in general
on the Oregon Trail, is he?
No. He would rather take the most direct route in the most comfort possible. And he
get there first.
He spends his journey, which we're assuming, it's going to take a week to get over there or something.
Yep.
He spends his time there sat in comfort, sipping on brandy.
Fantastic.
Alone and happy.
So. How I'm putting this now, you get there first then, so you're at the town waiting. You could spend a few days there if it needs to be, blah, blah, blah. If you want to do a history check, one of the checks, you can, because you're there early.
Yeah.
You can get a bit of a layout of the town. Plus, you're controlling the maps.
Yes. Well, I won't move over the map yet until everyone's there.
Where are we meeting?
Tavern.
What part of it?
Tavern.
In the tavern. Is there a name?
The Tater Twister.
Of course it is. Right, hang on. I'm also just moving everyone's tokens over to the other maps.
Right, well, obviously, Sawyer is not going to travel with any of these people.
Yep.
He's going to go back up to the hill.
By the way,
on.
You are going to get a different bonus for how you travel there. I'm giving you a bonus.
He's going to be on the hill he was on, where his tent and everything was set up, pack up his tent and just... off he goes on his horse, dog at his heels.
Yeah. Did you encounter any problems on the way?
I don't know. That's up to you.
That's for you to say.
I want you to tell me. This is. I'm giving you a bonus, and it's deciding what you say to me now. What bonus you get?
No.
It's fine.
Just doesn't. No need to get involved in anything that's not his business. So
that'll do. Your bonus will become clear very soon. Candy, how are you getting there? How's your character getting there?
Well, say there, Mr. Daniels, won't you join me in economy class on the train? We can get to know each other a little better.
That's very kind of you, ma'am. I'll take you up on your offer.
He's got
I don't mind paying my way.
Say, you look slightly familiar to me. Do you have, say, a brother called, or maybe a pseudonym called Johnny Walker?
Yeah, that's my half-brother.
He's a good customer. Like him a lot.
I bet. He's into some weird shit, I hear.
Well, you know, I can't say, but... whew, still chafing.
Right, so you guys are on the train.
Kansas, I know that.
What was the check that you wanted me to roll? Do you want me to roll a history check?
Yes, please. Please, mate.
History's plus three... another 13.
You know the layabouts of the outside of all the town. You've not been in everywhere. You've not been in every building, but you're well established. You've tipped your cap to most people. You've had a day.
Yeah.
Stig, on the other hand, has seen the town. He's got to the town, but he's camped outside of it. He's doing a bit of a recce from the outskirts of the town. Stig's actually seen
eyeglass.
Yeah, he's seen the graveyard. He knows there's a graveyard there. It's quite hidden behind the town. And you wouldn't normally see it unless you knew you were looking for it, if you get me. So Stig knows from like a bird's eye view of the town very well. He hasn't entered it yet. Now, you two on the train. This is the more interesting part. The ticket man comes down. Tickets! Tickets, please! Tickets!
Oh, hey there, honey.
Hi there, ma'am. You got your ticket?
Yes, for me and my good friend here. I got two. Say, you look awful familiar.
I don't know about that.
Say no more. Say no more.
Say no more. Say no more.
Say no more.
The Wild West country. I'm from
the Southwestern.
Yeah. Me thinks Titty isn't from where she thinks she says she is.
So, however, I'm throwing a spanner in your works there, Candy. Oh, Titty. The ticket for you, Titty. Titties. The ticket for you, ma'am, is absolutely fine. It seems the ticket for this other gentleman is a fake. Do you have any money, sir?
Well, I say, don't be accusing my friend. I pay for that out of my own pocket. Two economy, I said, one pound each.
What kind of check could the roll to pass this gadget? Is it deception?
It would be deception, yeah.
Please.
Candy, are you lying?
No.
Then it would be persuasion.
Persuasion.
Okay. Oh, hold your horses there. I got a 5.
I just went like that on camera. I went 10 was the one I wanted to get.
So, I mean, 5 times 2 is what I got.
2 security guards. The ticket man whistles. 2 security guards. Biggest, massive barbarian class beast you've ever seen. And he goes, "This gentleman, no ticket." And they fling you off at train.
It's only
about, what? No, just big it. It's only about 10 miles out. And you lose 5 HP.
Fuck.
That's for spitting on the contract, mate.
Great start. Great start for Biggie.
Standard start for Biggie, to be honest.
But Tiddy's, she's not that bothered because she knows it's not that far from town.
Yeah, I'll be
okay. I stand up and dust myself
out the window
off.
Going, "I'll meet you at the tavern."
Yeah, basically.
The bro around.
Tits swinging in the air.
Let me just tell you, this for future reference as well, Biggie. You fuck with me, mate. He's coming back. He's coming back to hurt you.
He's only doing a one-shot, Biggie.
Fucking, I just spat on the contract. That's just like a...
It's disrespectful in front of the president. You won't even do that if you dislike. If it were Donald Trump, you still wouldn't do that.
I'd shoot him.
Oh, God. So, yeah.
Both barrels.
Flash forward an hour or so. And we go to Titty. She gets off the carriage. She lifts her dress up. Da-da-da. A gentleman comes and gives her a bag.
Oh, thank you, sir.
He holds his hand out.
Oh, well, there you go. There's $5 for you.
Thank you, ma'am. You're really kind and really pretty, may I add.
Oh, thanks, I know.
The tavern is that away.
I'm just going to wait for my friend a minute.
Right, okay.
Hoisting up my gusset and everything, getting everything back in place. Airing out my kipper.
Now we've got a choice.
Fucking hell, man.
Oh, God. You've got a choice. Stig, you can stay behind and you can see the train pulling in from your eyeglass, your spyglass. You got a choice. You can do what you want from this point. You can just wait while they all meet up, or you can go down and introduce yourself. It's entirely up to you on this bit. However, Gadget spots the train. Gadget's character, Ray. He spots the train. Roy, not Ray. Roy.
I will do a... just have a little perception check.
Go for it, mate.
Looking around, maybe see if Biggie's character's wandering. Oops. Yeah.
From the desert.
See if can I see him in the desert?
While Roy's...
looking cool as fuck.
While Stig's doing that, Roy is just... He's sat in like the window seat in the saloon. And he just spots the train pulling in the station and just carries on with his little drink.
Yeah. What did you roll there, Stig?
A 9.
You can see what could be misinterpreted as a silhouette of a dusty beast of a man walking, I don't know, a mile through the desert.
Okay. So I've clocked that she's not with him. I've clocked something coming out of the desert, so I'm going to pack up and head down to meet her at the train station.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Right, the train rolls past, then you get a grand glimpse of the town of Filfoire. Map!
Do you want the town map, yeah?
Please.
Okay.
Yep. So the train station would be where, more or less where your characters are. If you look to straight on in front of you, straight down the street, the big building is the tavern, the bar, the saloon. And that's why Roy could see straight through the window and saw the train exit. So if you put Roy in the tavern there, in the perfect. Can I move them as well?
No, don't matter.
Biggie's not on the map yet. He's still walking.
I'll stick him down there.
And it's up to you. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to meet up? Because you know you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
I'm just going to wait for my friend, I think. We bonded on that little trip we just done had.
You with Jack?
We did more than that.
You're not there.
I'm talking to Candy.
I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't quite catch that.
Did you come with Jack?
Well, for some of the way. He had an unfortunate incident.
I think I spotted him coming out the desert.
Grubby looking fella.
I didn't see much, just a silhouette of a man walking into town.
Well, that sounds like him. He does have a silhouette.
He does have a silhouette.
Have you seen that other one yet, Roy?
Well, I say, I only just got here, I'm afraid.
What are you doing, Roy?
Roy is sat at his table. He's just kind of ignoring the patrons that are in the tavern, tavern saloon. But the
you can say tavern, tavern.
He gestures over to the barmaid and just holds up three fingers, to order three more drinks.
Cool. What are you two doing?
What's your character's name again?
Sawyer.
Sawyer, thank you.
Listen, I don't rightly trust that Roy. I ain't got Mutt here. She seemed to like you. She seemed to like Jack. But I trust whatever she thinks of people. She's a good judge of character. But that Roy, there's something shifty about him.
Maybe he just had something that didn't smell too good to her.
Yeah, stench of profiteering off war.
I like a man to prove himself. I don't like to cast judgment.
As you two are talking, you see, walking down the street, ever so slowly, a fucking giant of a man.
Well, who's this handsome gentleman approaching?
He's walking slowly. He notices some strangers in town.
Just gonna reach down, put my hand on my pistol.
Now relax there. Relax there, guy. Guy, get your hands off your gun. Take it off. Get out there. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Warburton.
Yeah.
Right.
This is what we just
all right, Peter.
Don't worry about it. My name's Clint Xavier. I'm the sheriff of Filthwater. Welcome to our town. As you can see, it's paradise. Who may you two be?
Well, I'm Sweet Titty Anna Round Boulders, but my friend calls me Titties.
Pleasure to meet you, Titties.
And you, sir.
Thank you. And you, young man?
I don't rightly think I need to tell you that right now.
Will ya?
Oh, he's a sovereign citizen. I fucking love it.
You really need to tell me who you are. Or you can get on the next train out of here.
Show me your badge.
It's on my chest. It's right there. Big sheriff.
Gets his spyglass out and has a quick look. He doesn't like looking at things close up. It's always from far away.
I like him. Is that enough for you?
My name's Sawyer Dufresne.
Dufresne. What brings you to Filthwater?
Business.
Good answer. You, ma'am? You together? Is this your husband?
Oh, I've got many a husband. This isn't one of them yet. I'm working on him, though.
She's a Mormon.
A moron.
And that. Just as he's about to turn away and, like, bid you adieu, this great huff of a man comes out of the desert, walking towards Titties.
Just Titties in
hey,
general.
Hey, Busty Bill.
Well, who might you be?
Hey, who's asking?
Why do people keep asking me that? Can you see this star? I'm the sheriff of the town, Clint Xavier. And I'm also massive in comparison to you.
I just want a drink. I want a beer and a shot.
We have a fantastic bar right up there, the saloon. You see the titty twister? You'd like that, Miss Titties.
Oh, I think it's got my name on it.
The finest girls in Filthwater.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. The only
well,
thing.
Well, I just see about that.
You just watch out for Goldtooth, the saloon boss. Just keep your eye on him.
Was that name Goldtooth?
Yeah, Alwyn Goldtooth.
Go!
If you don't mind, sir, I'm kind of parched. I want to go and get a drink. I want to make
Before
my
you
way.
Leave, why did you? Why were you walking through the desert?
I like the scenery.
You're filthy. What happened? Be real.
Time well, you had just had a bit of car sickness, didn't you?
Persuasion check. Or deception.
What shall I do?
Not you, Candy.
Oh, okay.
Biggie. It's deception, isn't it? Because he's lying.
Yeah.
16.
That's fine. Hey, everyone likes
much
the desert.
As non-cowboy characters, isn't he?
Yeah. Everyone likes the desert. I hope you had a good walk. Anyway. I'm going back to what were they called? Police stations in olden times, in Old West.
Jails?
No, they don't call them jails, do they? They call them...
The sheriff's
office. Yeah, I'm going back to the sheriff's office. You guys enjoy your stay in Filthwater on whatever business you're doing. Bye. And he zooms off.
So, assuming that I've gotten there a couple of days early, and I'll have probably interacted
you've already met
with
Alwyn.
Him.
Clint.
Clint.
Xavier.
Yeah. Can I do a retrospective perception check, insight check on him?
Clint. Yeah, of course you can, mate.
Oh, 19. Is
he, you know
is
he's
on
not
the level?
He's not on the level, no.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay. That's what I haven't thought. should I move us to the saloon map then, seeing as everyone's heading to the saloon?
Saloon time.
Okay, I've got to find some ragtime piano for this one.
Everyone's fighting on this map.
It's just the tokens I could find that weren't like fantasy ones.
I know, but it looks so funny that everyone's just like pointing guns at each other.
So, can one of you, except for Gadget, roll a perception check, please? Any of you? Who's feeling lucky?
I'll do it. 21.
Seriously, its elbow is the problem.
21. Basically, I'll describe exactly what's in this bar. You can see who you assume to be Alwyn Goldtooth, because you've been warned about him, behind the bar. There's a few barmaids, absolutely bosom babes. There's a few people sat there just drinking, nondescript NPCs. There is a small-looking guy that's also got a deputy badge on, sat at one table. Just next to the bar, the third one. There you go, thank you. And you also see Roy sat on his own in a corner, a guy playing the piano, and the most stunning, beautiful, debonair lady in the corner at the bottom right.
Roy's just sat back. He has a small cup of drink in front of him, but also in front of him there are three shot glasses. And he tips his hat to them coming in. He gestures down.
So glad you could finally make it.
It's been the days.
You're telling me.
I walk to the bar.
I've been here a few days already.
He just gestures to drinks for you and you walk off rude.
You don't need to walk to the bar. He's so rude in this, isn't he?
So he ordered the drinks. He's got your drinks ready.
I just said there were three, but as soon as you walk straight to the bar...
I thought they were for you. I didn't know.
No, you've done it now.
Gesture at them. As you've just walked straight off to the bar, Roy picks one up and just tosses it back over his shoulder.
Nice.
He doesn't even want to drink it.
I don't trust anyone anyway. I'll get my own.
What a dick. He's a dick, isn't it? I mean, you've got no money, mate.
Well, he's got some.
I started with 50 coins, so...
Okay, so you go to the bar, then. Alwyn Goldtooth.
I'm there.
Hey, man, what are you having?
Don't. You're going to do it, aren't you?
No. By the way, I've got 2% Spanish blood in my inheritance. What's the word? Genealogy? Or whatever.
I've eaten paella.
I have been to Benidorm. I'm allowed to do this.
What are you having, man?
Fucking hell. Oh, we're getting cancelled.
So? Hello?
Who's he talking to?
You at the bar!
You went to the bar?
Pendejos, I haven't got all day.
We've gone and sat back down at the table.
You talking to me?
Who the hell am I talking to, Pendejo?
You must be talking to me. There's no one else around here.
Don't come into my bar acting all big man. What do you want? Fucking hell, cat got your tongue?
She just said that.
Like Watto, isn't it? It sounds like Watto from fucking Star Wars.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking that.
Hey, Annie.
He's going to stare at Watto now. I'll
have a jug of midichlorians, please.
We don't tell those here. We don't sell them. What do you want?
I give my own. Thank you very much.
You don't fucking get your own in my bar, Pendejo. What do you want?
I am the barman.
I was going to talk to this pretty lady behind the bar.
This is a pretty lady behind the bar.
It's a male elf. What?
Okay.
You got 21. You should know this. I've explained exactly who's there. You are fucking blind. If you're not gonna order, you can fuck off.
I'll have a beer and a shot, thank you. Make you two beers, actually.
You'll have one beer and one shot. Hand over your money. 5 gold.
While this is going on, Roy kind of looks over at Sawyer and just says,
I believe our friend is about to get shot. We may need to.
I'll have the one beer.
You have the one beer. Let's see how it plays out. $1. Hello?
I've just paid.
You need to make the word, the foul. You have to do the foul of the come just on.
I was paying for the beer and the shot you already gave, that I already asked for.
Fucking, this is so. How'd you do it, Kenji?
I was changing the money in my inventory.
You got to tell him you're doing that, though.
All right. Here's your coin.
Now get out of my sight, pendejo.
Right, you nearly got killed, then, mate. You nearly got fucking shot in face. What are you doing now? Are you just standing at the bar or are you going to sit with him?
You two, come sit over here.
Well, actually, I've got some business with this lady in the corner, if you don't mind. If you can spare me for a moment.
Do you want to go to the lady now?
I want to get to the lady now. Well, hello, my dear.
Hi there.
Can I ask you what line of work you're in, my love?
I don't work. I am I'm from Old Money.
Oh, the see...
The name's Daisy O'Dingleberry of the Dingleberry Ranch.
Miss Dingleberry, do you ever
find Dingleberry.
Your... I'm sorry. Dingle.
Dingleberry!
Anyways, do you ever find your life sort of lacking like you... don't have any purpose. I see you're a woman of means. You don't need the money, but could you maybe have a hobby? Keep a couple of men happy?
My hobby is running this town.
Okay, never mind. I'm going.
Yeah, I should think so. Fucking bumpkin.
I heard that!
On the recruit.
So as Titties comes back over, Roy just has a bit of a smirk on his face, because...
I see you've met the locals.
Yeah, didn't real think, friendly.
Didn't think the thing to is, ask Candy, me who any of them were. I could have.
Thing is, Candy, they all love Roy. Embarrassment. Roy's been a gentleman. They all love him. They've welcomed him. He's got his own table.
I didn't say anything rude.
He leans over to the side.
By the way, I think we got off on the wrong foot. Your companion doesn't like me because I'm an undertaker and I smell of death. And it's fair enough. Dogs generally don't like me. Cats do for some reason, even though I can't stand cats.
He opens up his doctor's bag and he takes out a bone. He says,
I retrieve this for your hound if you would have it as a peace offering.
Can I do an arcana check on this bone?
Absolutely.
3. It's bone.
It's bone.
Well, thank you very much. I just...
Who is talking? The talking.
I'm a bit... I don't trust many people since the war. Nothing's... People lied to us. We didn't get what we were told we were going to get. Things have not been good. I don't really like things that remind me of the war. I don't tend to trust.
I'm very aware of that. I've dealt with many soldiers in my time, both alive and dead.
On both sides.
The important thing to remember is when people die, people need someone like me to help. I'm not a war profiteer, and I don't make things that kill people.
Okay. Well, I'll put a pin in it for now.
Thank you. It's appreciated.
And then he turns to Jack and goes,
you're a fucking idiot.
Excuse me?
Goldtooth is a sharpshooter, you idiot. and you nearly pissed him off to the point where he was going to blow your brains out.
Listen, hey,
Roy,
my friend.
Roy! He's shouting from the bar. Roy!
Yeah?
We got some of your special tonics in if you want another drink. Just shows you how much you like that. Yeah. He's got on with the rest of people.
Yeah, bring one for each of us.
And then he turns...
Take it to them.
And then he turns to you, Titties, and goes, if you'd have taken a moment before speaking to Ms. O'Dingleberry over there, I could have told you that she runs this town and she does not suffer fools gladly.
And then he kind of looks back at you, Jack, and says, don't talk to her.
Listen, Roy, I don't trust anybody here. I don't trust you three.
Well, this is going to make for a mighty fine adventure for the four of us, then, if you don't trust any of us and you are not willing to build bridges.
Listen.
I don't know you enough to build anything yet. I don't want to build a fire.
Let's just wait and see. Hey, listen to me.
Can I do an insight check on Biggie's character?
Yes, absolutely.
In the meantime, I'm going to talk.
25. And I'm
realise it's an absolute dingbat.
Well, no. The insight I'm trying to gain is because he saw that that Jack and Titties turned up separately.
Yeah.
But he always seems to be stood next to us, so he's wanting to see, is there something there?
Yep, absolutely. And is there something there, guys?
Well, there's something between me and every damn body.
What it seems, and I'll tell you exactly what's there. Biggie's character, he means well. He wants to be cool. He wants to be a cool cowboy type. He's just a klutz. It's not his fault. He's dropped on his head as a baby.
Hey, whoa. I'm not playing cowboy again.
I think you're cowboy.
Fair enough. So kind of gaining this vague insight and just using what he knows of people.
He ain't a baddie. You know
that.
No.
But his eyes kind of dart between Titties and Jack. Titties and Jack? That sounds like a good night.
Doesn't it?
Perfect night for me.
And he says,
well, I can see you trust one of the four of us more than the others.
Listen.
Well, we spent a bit of time cozying up on that train until, I had to disembark that train.
No ticket.
Jack, listen to me. I'm a very untrusting man. I don't trust a lot of people.
I thought you were going to say untrustworthy then.
I am, yeah. I need a slip of the tongue.
You can't trust me. But $8,000 each. If we take them back alive, it's triple the money. It's a hell of a lot of money. We gotta trust each other.
In this economy, it'll set you back. It'll set you. You can get yourself a farmstead and anything. You know what I mean? You could change your life.
I don't want to keep doing this for the rest of my life. That's a lot of money.
I hear you, but I'm just watching you guys. I don't turn my back on anyone.
And just as Biggie says that,
back to everyone in the bar.
Just as Biggie says that, glass shatters.
Stone Cold walks through, busts through the doors.
The guy that's near the bar with a character portrait.
I don't like you, Miss Old Dingleberry, taking over our town. Me and the sheriff have worked hard on this town, and you just destroyed everything.
Oh, do shut up there, Scoot Fleetfoot. You're talking shit.
You guys want to know what's happening in the ruckus?
He's kicking off that guy that the other token.
Yep, Scoot Fleetfoot. If you want to do an investigation check, Gadget don't count, he knows who he is.
Yeah, probably perception at this point, if they're just perception. Kind of observing him.
Okay, I'm just going to turn to Gadget.
What's going on? You could do that, yeah. So he knows that's Scoot Fleetfoot, the deputy of the town. He is an elf with a stick up his ass and a drunk.
He's an asshole.
Is that his weapon?
Scoot's the deputy and he ain't happy about it. He wants to be the sheriff. But he's not sober enough to be the sheriff at any given point of time or day. In fact, I've been here 3 days. I don't believe I've seen him sober at all.
I just don't want any of your old money in my town. Who are you? Who's talking over me? And he looks straight at Biggest Character and Jack. Who the fuck are you in my town?
Who's asking?
Me, the deputy.
And he squares up right up to Biggie.
You, by the way, you have control of the deputy.
Yeah, I am. Where
you
is,
want to move him?
Is that Biggie? Can't tell.
Yeah, that's Biggie's character. You can't squares zoom in on Roll 20, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you talking to me, the deputy?
I stand up. Well, sir, we're sitting here having a drink by ourselves, and you're the one mouthing off over at your table. You're disturbing our drink. We were just talking.
You're a stranger. Oh, I didn't see you there, Roy.
Roy reaches forward, takes Jack's drink, and holds it. Goes,
you're not bothering us at all. What's gotten you so upset, Scoot?
It's the old Dingleberries again, throwing the money about this place, purchasing more and more things, yet the graveyard's in disrepair.
Or maybe they want to take care of the living before they take care of the dead.
Maybe you're right. I need to shake off this haze.
And only because Roy's there and he got his bonus at the beginning of the episode, you avoided your first clash there, Biggie. And he walks out. Well, stumbles out. He's gone. So carry on with your discussion.
Roy says, look, I've scoped out things around here. Everything seems normal as it could be for a backwater part of the frontier. However, the sheriff's something up with him. And, like, Scoot's got the right perspective on things. He's just too drunk all the time. But there's something...
By the way, you know that Scoot was here before the sheriff turned up.
Okay, I relay that to them.
Yeah, Scoot's from this town. The sheriff isn't.
Sheriff, I assume you met him when he came in because he greets every goddamn soul that comes in and out of this piece of shit town.
Well, that polite young man, Clint.
Him. I can't get a read on him, but there's something up. I would suggest maybe we should have a look in his office or try and find out more about him.
Ooh.
I'm assuming that's where you want this to go.
Absolutely.
Have you found out anything about the target?
Yeah, but remember, when you're discussing your top secret mission, keep it that way. Trust me.
Would I have found anything about the target?
All you know, basically, is that there's been strange sightings in the graveyard, but that doesn't necessarily relate to Knuckle Knacker in any shape or form. It's a fucking dilapidated graveyard. That's all you know. And you know the sheriff doesn't seem to sleep. He's always patrolling up and down all the time. And then at certain points of the night, he'll go into his office, leave the candle on, and he just looks through the window at all times. He's just like a hawk. Like you said, greets everyone that comes into town. But he's so, like, overly like, hey, no, Patrick Warburton, you know what I mean? He's so, like, chatty. That's all you know.
So I relay all that information and I suggest them.
We should maybe wait till nighttime and then have a look around. Maybe see if someone can distract the sheriff for a moment.
I think I'll be up for that challenge.
Oh, Ray!
Yeah, Goldtooth.
Are these your guests that want the rooms upstairs?
Exactly. Did you get them ready how I asked?
Yes, absolutely. Vamanos rapido. Whenever you want to go, you got the room. Yes.
Oh, what a great guy.
Andale.
Just letting you know you've got somewhere to stay if you need a rest.
I need a short rest because I took a little bit of damage.
That means you won't be going with them to investigate. It's up to you.
Well, it's nighttime we're going, so it's middle of the day, innit?
It's middle of the day. You've got time. If you don't want to check out the wares and stuff, check out the If you're happy. It's not one of those campaigns where you need to go and stock up on stuff, trust me.
No, I'd say we already have everything that we need to carry
yes.
on.
So, yeah. Good. You've got your HP back.
Everybody gets...
Cool.
Like you said, plan to meet up when... Because Gadget knows, again, with his bonus that he got, he knows that the tavern usually dies off about 10 p.m. at night. Goldtooth's just slumbering about. He gets a bit drunk himself, falls asleep. But it's not a town where people are just coming in and ransack the bar. They love the bar, you know what I mean? They're not. It's fine to leave the doors open and stuff like that, but the town's more or less dead. All the lamps are off by 10 p.m.
Okay,
apart from one lamp in the village.
We'll go.
The town.
Rest up. But before we do that, and then we'll meet up here at like 11. But before we do that, I'm gonna go speak to Goldtooth.
Go for it.
Let's go off.
I hear this is the best place to get some company.
Oh yeah. Oh, we've got the greatest company. What type of company do you want?
Something full, a bit voluptuous.
Well, we got pink pussy. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Listen,
he clicks his fingers.
Look at all these señoritas. Which one would you like?
The one in the red over there. Send her up in 5 minutes.
$5.
Yeah, they can have $5.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Listen, I don't drink, but I still like
the touch
of a woman. It's
your only vice, isn't it, mate?
Still like the touch of a woman.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Beautiful, stunning redhead.
I see.
She's got a gamer bed. She's she likes wine.
I like the sound
kind
of her.
Good time gal. She's got a sonic computer and everything. You know exactly the type of lady we're talking about.
I like a girl that can go fast.
Fucking hell.
Titties, you want me to check your room, make sure it's safe for
you?
Oh,
God!
Well, I say, I do declare, that would be very gentlemanly of you.
Okay, then, so Biggie goes and checks your room. Does any encounter happen between you two? Would you like to say?
Slap bottom on the way out.
No. If you're going to shag, we're going to make him do an athletics
roll
check.
Roll the dice, do an athletics check. Persuasion check on from Biggie.
Do you want? Is that what you're trying to do, Biggie? Trying to park her?
Well, she was very friendly.
Okay, then, so do a persuasion check. Roll a persuasion check, please.
This girl talked to me once.
15.
She wanted to shag me.
15. You had to get a critical 20 to land that dame.
Well, wouldn't it be against
Candy's armor class?
I guess so. Yeah. No. It would be against Candy's wisdom saving throw.
Yeah. Go on then, Candy.
Oh no.
15 versus
11.
You two spend quite a passionate hour or so, consensual. But now, the first time on Do Dragon's Grim of Scott Sheep, two playable characters have shagged. Oh!
I should say, sir, I don't do that for free.
Yeah,
and
you've
got to
pay.
And I got a 17 acrobatic check.
Would you like me to describe what you've done?
No, fade to black. We don't do that stuff on this podcast.
No, like, oh, man. I know how this is going to go, and this is going to be great.
So, you've had your rests, stuff like that. It's time to meet up.
So, I'm the first one out there. Precisely 2 minutes to 11, I'm stood outside the front of the tavern.
You noticed that on your way down as well that Alwyn Goldtooth is passed out as usual.
Yeah.
The bar is empty.
Yeah, so I walk down the stairs, past all the tables, past the sleeping drunks. I walk out the front door into the cool night air. I reach inside my coat and I just pull out a very thinly rolled cigarette and I just light it and just enjoy the cool quiet.
Of a red apple cigarette.
And I'm in the window looking at it with a spyglass.
Oh, God!
They've decided him, so I'm going to go down.
While you're looking at me through the spyglass, you see me finish the cigarette and then I stub it out in my own hand and drop the butt into my doctor's bag.
Badass.
Impressive.
Badass.
Impressive.
Yeah, then I walk down.
And then Jack and Tiddies sheepishly walk out of the same room and, like, awkwardly don't speak to each other as they walk into the front.
Oh, I ain't Tiddies sheepish. I do this for a living.
Supremely disappointing encounter.
I just lifted one leg up and spray some deodorant up my dress.
I got a 17 acrobatics as a disappointing kid. She's got high standards.
She's a woman. Yeah. She's a fine woman of fine requirements, aren't you?
It's I've critical, had the best, now critical, I've had the critical rest. Critical 20 or nothing.
Spacer's
or nothing, yeah.
She burns right, some what lavender you do? And just wafts it up there.
if you guys want to discuss why them two came out together, be my guest.
I look at them kind of walk out together.
You just knew.
Don't worry, gentlemen. It's going to get round.
Oh God!
I appreciate.
I don't know
the
where
offer,
I got that energy
no
from.
You'll come round.
You don't know what you're missing.
Stig yawns because he's already had his end away.
Animals, a lot of you.
What are you going to do? So let me just explain what you can see.
Yeah.
So you see the silhouettes of all the buildings to your right, the haberdashery, the general store. You can see right off to the far end, just near the train station where the stables are and stuff like that. But it is all dark. Most of the town's asleep. There's a faint glow to the left of you from the sheriff's office where you can see, if you look on the map where the counter is there, he's actually inside the sheriff's
right.
office.
Okay.
Okay.
So, or you think he's inside the sheriff's office.
Can we... can I roll perception to see if I can see him through the window? Because you said he's...
Yeah, absolutely.
Because what was told to me was that he sits in the window.
Yes.
14.
He's not at the window.
Okay. So I turn to the others and I say,
we need to find a reason to get the sheriff out of his office. Could one of you maybe cause a distraction?
I think I can.
You sound eager to do so.
It's my speciality, sir. Stand back and watch.
I take a step back. Kind of shield my beard for some reason.
All right.
What are you doing?
Sheriff.
She's crying.
I can't hear her. She's muted on my end.
It's Discord.
I was crying.
Sorry. You're crying. Fantastic
sheriff.
Acting, I'm sure.
Are you there,
Sheriff? Are you at the door? Would you like to move to the door of the sheriff's office,
I forgot I could do that.
Are you at the door?
Yes.
The door opens. What's wrong there?
Oh, thank goodness. That's a kindly... I noticed you when I first walked into the town. Such a kindly man you were. Such a kindly man.
Yes.
I've recently suffered a loss, and that side of the graveyard, it's bringing ever such a love back to me, and...
Why are you mentioning the graveyard?
It's just the memories, you know, and I've...
What do you
I
know
just,
about the graveyard?
I don't know nothing about the graveyard. I'm trying to tell you, sir. And I blow my nose and drop it to the floor, and my tits just kind of wiggle the way. Oh, I am so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. Like I said, you don't want to have time for this, but you're such a kind little man, you know. I could tell it from the moment that I walked in, and, you know, the folks here, they don't like a stranger, as I'm sure you know, and I just need, you know, the warmth of a man's touch, and I was wondering if I could maybe come into your office there and just share a word with you, just a kind word by the fire.
One second there. Scoot! What do you want? Take this lady down. She's crying.
No, I'm sorry.
I've got no time for this.
I'm sorry, sir. The thing is, you see, I don't actually drink, and being around addicts, you know, it's very triggering for me, and I'm already in such a delicate state. It really has to be you or no one, and I know you're such a kind man. I know you make it your
persuasion
business to
check,
be kind.
Persuasion check, please.
I like her style.
20.
Natural, critical 20.
Not okay. Natural, but still.
Let's go to the sheriff's house is just opposite there. You see where I've landed there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to my house. I'll warm you a nice pot of cocoa and we'll talk about all your problems.
Oh, thank you, sir. You won't regret it. I won't take barely any of your time, I promise.
I said, come on.
I'm coming. Hang on a minute. Let me get my hanky.
He's got no time for dilly-dallying.
Just gather up my guts for a minute.
They're in their house. They're in their house. What are you three doing?
So, I said, well, she did it. Not the way I expected it to, but fair enough.
But we know that other the deputy's in the
Scoot.
Yeah, he's in there, so we need to kind of get him sorted. All right,
I've got an idea. I want to go back in the tavern.
Okay, go back in the tavern then. What are you going back in the tavern for?
I'm going to buy a bottle of whiskey.
Everyone's asleep.
Just take one.
I steal a bottle of whiskey.
Is it sleight of hand? So you don't wake him up, please.
Never done that. Where is it? There. 20, baby.
You got that whiskey, boy. And yeehaw! You are that clever. Do you know the ringlet of dust that you'd normally see if you move a bottle? You even wipe that. So it don't look like no bottle. You push the bottle forward so it looks like nothing's been stolen. No repercussions whatsoever from this theft.
Nice.
He's better as this character, isn't he?
He really is. I think Calbo is definitely the problem.
So I'm going to take the bottle of whiskey and go and have a chat with Scooter and apologise for my behaviour from earlier. Get him drunk.
Good idea. So go knock on the door. Please? Yep. What do you want?
Well, I think you and me got off on the wrong foot. I brought this bottle of whiskey with me, and why don't you and me have a parlay?
A parlay, you say? And you got me a whiskey. Persuasion check, please.
Surely the bottle does that alone.
Nope.
Well, fuck me, it's a 3.
Hey, he's back.
I'm quite drunk as it is. Friend, it's okay. My head's real bad. Real bad. Real bad. And just...
Why don't you tell me why you're drinking so much?
Just as you thought, all was lost, Scoop flops to the floor, comatose.
Oh, I'll keep the bottle of whiskey then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll walk over then.
Good job.
Thanks. He kind of did it himself.
I just needed you in that building, mate.
We're in.
You're in. There's no map for it.
No, there isn't.
I don't think we didn't do a map, did we?
No, we didn't.
That's
do
fine. Just one. Typical. It's a typical sheriff's office. There's one desk, a nice chair that Clint sits in, and a little stool that Scoop probably sits in, and one jail cell.
Okay.
Is there anyone in the jail cell?
Do an investigation check.
Okay. That wasn't good. That was a 7. No, I didn't. I can't see anything. It's too dark.
It's dark. You can't see anything.
Mutt. Stay out here and watch the sheriff's house. If you see anything, howl.
I'll leave it up to you, Oodles.
That's fine. That's fine. What are you looking for?
So, rummage. So, I'll have
There's a desk. There's a gun rack. There's a really, really extravagant looking, almost out of place, locked wardrobe cupboard thing. It almost looks British. Like, how the hell is this here? That kind of thing.
I'm going to have a go at that. So it's locked.
Okay, so...
Should I check it? It's locked.
Yep.
So...
It would be a stealth, is it?
Sleight of hand to lock.
Sleight of hand. Yeah, lockpick, yeah. You can have a lockpick on you, I don't care.
16.
You open it up?
Yeah.
There's nothing inside.
and they're not going to do it.
But how you think that's just as interesting as if it was full of something? So if you want to do an investigation check,
yeah, just have a little knock around, move a few shelves, see if there's anything that feels loose. That's a 9, though.
I'm going to give him the help action so we can roll that at advantage.
Okay. Roll again.
Oh, 17.
There you go.
You finger around.
I'm keeping
around.
An eye on the door.
Yeah, that's fine, mate. You finger around and you trip a latch. And it seems that this wardrobe isn't a wardrobe. It's a door.
Found something over here.
Yeah. What you got?
This isn't a wardrobe, it's a door.
Push the door open.
what can we see beyond the door?
It's dark. You get this a smell of gunpowder in your nose. It's foisted. You know when when you go into a house that's been abandoned, but
yeah,
it was lived in, and it's a bit foisted. It's a bit mouldy.
Musky.
Yeah.
Musky is perfect. That smell. Which is out of place because the sheriff's office itself seems quite modern and cleaned. But it's dark.
So I pick up my doctor's bag and I cast light on it. So it then illuminates kind of like, I think it's 20 feet in front of us.
Absolutely. Fine. You've lit the whole room up.
Yeah, 20-foot radius with dim light for an additional 20 feet. So,
Fireball gadget.
I'm a cleric. I don't get fireball.
Boo.
I know.
That's a cute bag of tricks you got there.
It's just a row. Are you ready? And you're all agasp. You see in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chained up. Zombies.
Roy is actually not so bothered by this.
Yes, I expected as much.
As he sees them, are they animated? Are they?
Oh yeah, they're making a noise.
The fuck is that?
Well, let's see if they know anything. And I walk up to the rightmost one, and I'm going to cast Speak with Dead on it.
Absolutely, you've got 3 questions to ask.
Five questions.
Five
questions on Speak with Dead. So,
I thought of 3.
Is this like the movie? Is this like D&D the movie?
It's five questions.
So, Roy holds up his hand, and you two can see kind of runes appear in the air, and his eyes start to glow like a faint blue. And then the zombie kind of like that. So his first question is, who are you?
Sheriff, he said.
Oh, Sheriff. Oh, they said Jareth.
I think said Jareth.
Sheriff, he's a zombie.
Sheriff. Yes. And then he asks,
who killed you?
Sheriff.
This isn't getting as far.
What he says is Sheriff.
Well, I'm trying to determine if he was the sheriff and the current sheriff killed him, or... So then he asks, how long have you been down here?
2 years.
2 years. Would I have known from my original perception check, investigation check earlier, how long the current sheriff had been here for?
No, just that he is new.
He's new.
In comparison to everyone else.
Right, okay. What's the current sheriff's name again, sorry?
Sorry?
What's the current sheriff's name?
Clint Xavier.
He says,
is it Clint keeping you here?
No!
Ooh, interesting.
That's 3 questions, isn't it?
That's 4 questions. Wow. 5th question.
Not 4.
Who turned you into a zombie?
Knuckle knacker!
And then he drops.
Interesting.
Can I just point out, I've got Spotify playing the background with Western music, and the good, the bad, the ugly just kicked in. It's wicked.
Getting you into the mood.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, he said knuckle knacker.
Knuckle knacker, right.
Oh, knuckle knacker, I thought it was knuckle cracker.
No, knuckle knacker, as in your knackers. But in these days, it'd have been someone that killed an arse, wouldn't it? A knacker.
Yeah. So, I'm going to see mark off my spell slot there. It's a third level one as well. So he turns around and relays this information to Sawyer.
Yep.
And I assume the zombies reanimate.
There's other zombies as well, but what do you deduce from that?
So I get
the feeling that this guy used to be the sheriff and he was killed by the current sheriff, but he was reanimated by our target, Edmund Fellow.
Well, the sheriff's supposed to be courageous, you're loyal, there, and above all, honest. Oh, okay, I'll keep that to myself.
Oh wait. I don't like this. No. I think the president knows more than he was letting on. I think he sent us here from a.
Just as you said something. That. As you said the word president, a distant rumble from the jail cell. As if something or someone pricked their ears up, like moved.
What's that? Did you hear that?
I heard that. Wait, where's Jack?
Jack?
What's going on down there?
Would Jack be aware of what's happening in the jail cell?
He's up there, isn't
nope.
he?
Nope.
Well, he's around. He's up near the jail cell, isn't he?
Oh, shit, yeah, sorry, yeah, he would. He'd be the first to know. Sorry, yeah, he would know. He'd be like, huh?
Did you hear that?
I heard that. Something's going on over here. There's something else up here.
Come back upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, I follow him and I come upstairs as well. I'm carrying the light, so his investigation check would be easier.
Yes. Would it be an advantage as well? I'll lower what you need to.
It'll be a low DC, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So we'll almost roll.
Just roll an 8.
I'll allow it. You see a shape of a almost vagrant looking guy. A drow, which is very noticeable. Long, silver black hair, but with a handlebar mustache. Quite young, some would say, and a scared look in his eye.
Who might you be?
I'm who might and you're a newbie.
And it, no words come out.
I didn't catch that.
Open your mouth.
An investigation check, please.
Natural one.
You don't get close enough.
If he has no tongue. Sounds like he's got no tongue.
Could I cast... do I have the spell? Oh, shit, no, I can't have it. No, never mind. I was going to say I could cast Detect Thoughts, but no, that's not a cleric spell.
Ah, that would have been good. And he starts banging doof, doof, on the cells, doof, making a noise. Then we flash to...
Stop it.
Clint and Tiddies.
And I'll always love you.
That's an amazing voice. Did you hear that?
Oh, I don't think so, sir. It was probably just my voice. Smash it.
And he puts his hand to your mouth.
That costs extra, sir.
And he is clink, 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 but distant clink. And he gets up, picks up his revolver, and storms out the house. Are you going to try and stop him?
I just go barreling after him. Yeah, sir, excuse me. I think
Are you trying to grab him?
I'll try and grab him.
Athletics check.
I was built for this. 15.
He slaps the back of your face and you land on the floor. You lose 1 HP.
I don't like that. I don't tolerate that kind of thing where I'm from.
You'll notice he's not a nice guy. Storms out, and as he sees, the door's wide open. And he walks up to the front. Hang on. Let me get my character.
Is it Matt growling at him
Where's
at this
my
point?
Dog?
And there's a dog there. And he looks at the dog. And he points his revolver at the dog.
He can't shoot, kill my dog.
He points his revolver at the dog. This ends episode one.
Nice.
You're a cruel ruler.
This is the end of episode one of Folly at Filth Water.
I swear if you kill my dog, I'm leaving this podcast.
As you should.
There you go. That is episode one. You haven't had a fight yet, but it's looking like you might be having one very soon. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it set the scene for you, because this might be more than two episodes in total, judging from how long it's taken us to get this far. But are you enjoying the scenes? You get where this... You've only got any machinations what's going to happen? Do you know what's coming?
Well, I mean, this drow is absolutely the side quest that we've got. This is the optional target, this tongueless drow.
Potentially.
Is he as pricked up when someone said the president and he can't speak of, and he's in a jail cell? Of course.
And he's a drow, yeah. It's clearly him.
I like that two people are very perceptive. I'm sorry that he smacked your character there, Candy, but he's a beast of a man. He's
not
terrible.
The first time
you lost
it's
one
happened.
HP there. He's awful, but you
she's
may get
tough
your revenge.
Bird. She's fine.
You may get your revenge on the next episode. But thank you very much for allowing me to do this. Listeners and Gadget for stepping aside. Thanks for your help as well, mate. It really does appreciate. It's difficult to do this, but I'm trying my bestest. There will be combat, trust me. I know I'm not a big combat fan, but there are encounters and it will happen. But thank you for being listeners. I have no idea when this show's coming out and no idea when the next one's coming out.
The next
You'll
one
get
will,
them.
The next one will be 2 weeks after this one.
Yeah. It's all good fun. I'm sorry if anything was wrong. Blah 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 blah. This is just a scene setting episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for playing. Good night.
Bye.
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 Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.